Yo, what's going on, man? These dudes be bugging. What's going on? It's Stanuary. Stanuary, you already know. Outsider As Is is supposed to drop his diss track going at Eminem today. Clowns, boy, clowns, clowns, clowns. Trump flies out today. The last 4 years has been memorable. It's the first time in a minute that our president has not won re-election. But it's, you know, I know they say, oh, we can't talk about stealing the election. I'm glad I'm not an on-air personality for Cumulus Media, you know, the guy that owns all the friggin' radio stations, because he basically told all his people that any thoughts, any comments about that the election was stolen, blah, 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 Trump this, Trump that, you are fired on the spot. That's crazy, right? That's crazy? Yeah, exactly, man. You have to go with people's, what they want you to talk about? That's crazy, right? It seems like anybody that has an opinion about Donald Trump has become the enemy in the last couple of months. That's crazy, right? That's crazy. A lot of things are crazy, man. A lot of things are going on, man. Like, yo, I love everybody, man. I don't see color, bro. I see people. But a lot of these peoples, I call them peoples, because it seems like you can see right through them. You could see right through them. Well, now that Donald Trump departs the White House, Joe Biden, God help us, is set to take office. Inauguration Day every 4 years. A lot of tension and challenges on this day. And people that are not even into politics usually are glued to the TV. You know, you got Joe Biden's new administration is in the spotlight. I mean, and have we ever seen an inauguration where the president-to-be needs this much protection? It kind of makes you think if there really was some flim-flam, if the American voters are like, yo, this ain't how it went down. We're not messing with this. We're not rocking with this. I don't think that by what I'm saying, I'm taking the side of Trump or Biden. Do I like Biden? Hell no. I think Biden is the worst type of person. He uses adversity as a power. You ain't gonna tell me that he is not one of the most statistically racist senators that's been in Washington. And what has he ever done besides for low-income people in prison? And a lot of them black. But the media portrays so much hatred for Donald Trump that people just go with the popular thing to do. And the popular thing to do was to hate Donald Trump. They say what he said the other day was inciting a riot. But you know what? I would say the same thing what Joe Biden said about, oh, if they were black, they would have gunned us all down. It's putting tension and he's putting fear into our lives, into our ears, into our hearts. So here we are, Inauguration Day 2021. I mean, today is definitely going to be a big occasion, especially where a president-elect needs so much security, all these challenges facing the new administration. I mean, they definitely put a spotlight on the day. This day will probably go down in history. Trump refusing to hand over power in person. He said, I'm out of here. The transition of power. Not been a peaceful one, that's for sure. Donald Trump, I'm not gonna say he incited a riot. I mean, that's wrong. You say he incited a riot of his supporters. That's totally, totally wrong to even say, because all summer long, politicians everywhere incited riots. Kamala Harris, burn it all down. Burn it all down, she said. Come on, man. Nancy Pelosi, like they were all inciting riots. All of them. Everybody was inciting riots. The heart of the nation focused on George Floyd. A lot of people use George Floyd to their benefits. They use George Floyd to get their name popping on social media. They use George Floyd to work on your feelings. That's right, to work on your feelings, they use George Floyd. Facts. I mean, what happened on January 6th shouldn't have happened. But what happened all summer shouldn't have happened. A lot of things shouldn't happen. But they happen. Now you got the National Guard stationed all around Washington, D.C. Barricades and fences all over the Capitol. Looks like a damn war zone where Biden will be sworn in. Now we got a Senate impeachment trial over Trump's, over the incident of the alleged riot. I mean, all summer long, they have a peaceful protest. Now this is a riot. It's now going to loom over the days of Biden's presidency, that's for sure. Trump left town early before Joe Biden is even being sworn in, breaking with more than 100 years of tradition of outgoing presidents attending the event. But the coronavirus pandemic, plandemic, continues to rage through this country. What's Biden going to focus on? What's going to be his theme? What is going to be his speech as president, which he will deliver after he's sworn in sometime today? I mean, Trump's early departure, he bounced. It marks a break in over 100 years. And only the three past presidents known to have skipped the new president's inauguration. All the other living presidents, besides the 96-year-old Jimmy Carter, will be in attendance. Oh, I bet your bottom, bet your ass they'll be there. I mean, months. We've never seen an election quite like this, man. You can't say there wasn't something going on in the making of the soup. I don't see where he incited a mob of supporters to rush in the Capitol. And, you know, I have video of inside the Capitol, and it didn't look like all that they were saying was happening. You know, Trump left a reminder of the political power he hopes to wield even after he leaves the White House. I mean, I think he's still going to have a lot of political power, that's for sure. But what do you think? What happens now that Trump is leaving as he prepares to hand the power over to a new administration? Which will take a place today about noontime. Trump left saying, I want you to know that the movement that started is only the beginning. Now, Trump issued a whole bunch of pardons. We're going to get to that right after this. What's going on? You're back. Can We Keep It Real podcast. How you doing? I'm your boy, Mikey. Donald Trump, last day on the job was yesterday. He leaves the White House early today. Breaks 100 years of tradition, handing power over. And you know what? Honestly, I don't blame him. The last few months had to be really, actually, the last few weeks had to be really depressing for Donald Trump. I mean, as a man, as a person, the guy must feel like, I tried to do so much. But now in the final hours as President Trump, as every president does, a bunch of pardons and commutes for over 143 people. A flex on the broad presidential powers Trump will soon have to give up. Clemency grants includes a full pardon for Trump. Longtime political showman Steve Bannon, who had just used his podcast to help whip up Trump's followers in the lead up to the Capitol riot. Bannon had been indicted on the allegations of defrauding people who sent money to fund the private section of the border wall. It also includes a pardon for GOP donor Elliot Brody, who pleaded guilty to violating foreign lobbying laws. And also, guess who else got a pardon? Rapper Lil Wayne, a Trump supporter who pleaded guilty to firearm charges. Lil Wayne, shout out Lil Wayne, gets a pardon. The list also includes people close to Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and Alan Dershowitz, a lawyer who represented Trump in his 2020 impeachment trial. Trump is hardly the first president to issue controversial pardons. Pardons have been used extensively throughout presidencies, and they have very much been abused, no doubt. The way that people use pardons, hey, yeah, they use it for their own self-interest. I mean, a lot of presidents do things for their own self-interest. Do they become problematic? Probably. It's a problematic process. I mean, in the end, Trump didn't push the limits of his pardon powers as far as he was considering. Absent from the list of some pardons of any of his family members, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, or himself. So a lot of people thought that Trump was going to pardon all his team, going to pardon himself. But now Washington is like a friggin' brick shithouse right now. It's a friggin' fortress. Men and women in camouflage, soldiers everywhere. It looks like a damn war zone. People are confused. They don't know where to go. There's U.S. Army trucks, police. They've turned downtown Washington, D.C. into a deserted no man's land. You can walk there, but it appears that most residents are following the mayor's advice to stay away. There's 7 bridges, basically, that go into Washington, right? From Virginia and Maryland, they're closed. knocking stretches off the green zone. That stretch from the National Mall. 2-mile-long stretch green that stretches along the Capitol to the Lincoln Memorial, the DuPont Circle. They go east several blocks beyond the Capitol to the Potomac, west to the Iwo Jima Memorial and the Pentagon in Virginia. Like, it's all closed. You ain't getting nowhere. As you get closer to the White House and the federal buildings even around it, why so much security? What are you worried about? Was this shit stolen? Is that what you're worried about? That America's finally feeling like, yo, we had enough. I mean, they got these big black steel fences held in place by concrete Jersey barriers, block passage to those that don't have the right identification. I mean, it's crazy. 25,000 soldiers were deployed. God forbid you need them soldiers somewhere, man. God forbid the enemy decides to strike today. Everything's in Washington. All our protection is in Washington, D.C. We are on high alert today. All of our protection is in Washington, D.C. I mean, enough with the extremist, right-wing, extreme Republicans. We got extreme Republicans. There's no extreme Democrats, extremists that did all this fuck shit. And how's it a non-peaceful handover of power when Trump left? He said, I'm out of here. Peace and joys. Look, I ain't saying I'm all Trump. I mean, I'm definitely saying that I do not rock with Biden. But Biden is the president of our country, and if he was my boss, if he was my employer, I would do what he says and go with the flow, because chain of command is very important. You may not always agree with chain of command, but you always have to keep chain of command and keep chain of command doing the right thing. So, transition of power allegedly is not peaceful. I don't know. Trump pardons Lil Wayne. That's what's up. Shout out Lil Wayne.